It's our day one. I know you're all excited, hungry and excited. But prayer is, Lord, prepare our hearts. Lord, expose the things that needs to change in us. Lord, tonight, the next few nights, Lord, we're just open for the Holy Spirit. Are you open for the Holy Spirit to move in your lives? All right. Let me just share to you this verse in Psalms 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are skipping meals. No, it's not, okay? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. I hope you get the heart of fasting. It's not actually about skipping meals. Right? It's about having a broken heart. Okay? A contrite heart. A heart that's so broken that it's saying, Lord, do your work in my life. I've got four questions for us as we kick off our fasting for tonight and the next few more days. I hope you come here every night and pray with us. But before I ask those four questions, I want you to imagine with me that all of us, we have a mug, a cup, okay? And it's a mug with not champorado, okay? Right? Is this a mug? Okay, everybody has a mug. Okay, imagine that mug. That mug represents your life. And in the Bible, you would see, the Bible says, for God wants us to have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. It is something that He will not despise. He desires for His people to have a spirit that's broken before Him. And what does that mean? Four questions I want to ask tonight. Number one is, as the mug represents our life, sino sa inyo, you have your mug at home. You have your favorite mug. I have my favorite one. It's not a mug, but it's for my coffee. Question I want to ask, first question is, how big is your cup? All of us, our life, we look at our lives and we, you know, it's good every January we slow down, we contemplate. Okay? I don't know if you do that on a monthly basis where you slow down and you contemplate and you reflect. Okay, a lot of younger people don't know how to reflect. I didn't know how to reflect when I was in my 20s. Now that I'm in my late 20s, I know how to reflect now. In my late 30s, I'm kind of more reflective now than 10 years ago. And you get to think about life and you get to think about what God is doing. Question is, number one, how big is your cup? We all want to have a very big life, big cup. But sometimes the bigness of our cup and how we build and how we grind and how we work, we're people who want result. We want people to think highly of us. Question is, how big is your cup for God? Not for the people. Have you been living your life in such a way it is so big and so impressive that if God breaks the cup, you don't know what to do? You've been building your life, trying to impress people, living for others and not for the glory of God, and only you can answer that. Is your cup too big and impressive for God to break? And if God breaks it, how would you feel? All of us, we have goals. I had goals. I wanted how many, you know, influence, you know, this kind of money. But what if God breaks it? A broken spirit, broken mug, that is what God desires. How would you feel? Can you stand if you've been broken by God? Or would you say, God, why are you breaking me? This is so nice. I've been working on it. Lord, that's why I'm fasting. Because I'm trying to build my cup. And I don't want you to break it. What if God smashes your life? What if the faith goals you have this year, love, life, bang, bang, a broken heart. He smashes the cups of our lives to replace it with something bigger. He always does that. Once you start to build it, He breaks you again. Because He wants to build something bigger for us. We measure how big our cup is by our prayer. When God hears our prayers, God would see how big your cup is. Are you too impressed on what you're doing? God hears through your prayers. And sometimes He wants to break it. And many times, and I do hope you're still open for some breaking because God wants to do that. When you think you're on top of the world, break. Broken spirit. That's the disposition that we all need to have as we come to God in prayer asking for direction for this year. Lord, break me so that you can be the one to mold me and direct me this year. How big is your cup? Second question is, how clean is your cup? Most of you, if you're a coffee drinker, once you have coffee or you drink tea, most of the time after years, the cup is stained. There's some stains. You need to clean it. For the cup to be used, you know, if I would have visitors and Larry would come to my house, of course, I need to clean the cup. Right? I can't give him my cup that's stained that I've been using for years. Because first of all, it has my smell already. And it's not worth giving it to him. But I give him a clean cup to use. Master comes and tells us, I want to use you. There needs to be a cleaning that happens. How clean is your cup? The Bible says, consecrate yourselves or clean yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. When we come broken, I don't know if you've seen a broken person. Sino sa inyo dito na broken na talaga kayo? Yung ang ganda-ganda ng kanta, happy yung praise and worship, umiiyak ka. Joy to the world, humahagulgul ka. Because you've been broken. Something happened to you. Ang babaw ng luha mo. You've been broken. And to clean us up, the Lord has to break us. Are you ready to consecrate yourselves before the Lord? Are there sin areas in your life that God has been telling you to repent of? You've got to come before the Lord broken. Pride, lust, idolatry, whatever it is that the Lord is dealing with you, we've got to consecrate ourselves before the Lord. And the best cleanup, you know, is what? Not with joy. It's not. It's through breaking. Then the Lord gives us a new cup, brand new. Third question. Answer this honestly. What is the true condition of the cup of your life? How are you really with God? If you want revival to happen in your life, if you want God to move mightily in your life, you've got to first be aware of the true condition of the cup of your life. Sometimes our cups are chipped, okay? May crack. And you know, it's not usable anymore. We cannot come before the Lord and say, Lord, I serve you with a cup that is small, stained, and chipped and cracked. We can't come before God with that because we know He's our Master. So what does the Master do when He sees the true condition of our cup? He breaks us, smashes us again. This is what fasting does to us. It tells us our true condition. I'm telling you, tomorrow you want to eat. That's the true condition of your stomach. But He breaks us in the Spirit. It says in Haggai 1:6, you have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. The true condition of the people during the time of Haggai and the challenge that Haggai made in the next verse. The reason life is still that way, it's still empty, it's still hard, it's because you've not considered your ways. What are the things God is telling you to repent of? True condition of your life. Last question is, how full is your cup? How full is your cup? Imagine if we come to the Lord empty, with nothing to give. Victory group leader, and you serve your members with nothing but stain. What do? You try to get a sponge. You try to get every drop to give. But you know you have nothing. And you try to squeeze the sponge, but there's nothing coming out because you're not filled. How full is your cup? This year, a rally cry for the church, 3 simple cries that we want to rally everyone. Number 1 is to grow deeper in the Word of God. That's why we have Purple Book online. I hope you have enrolled last Sunday. Next Sunday, you can still enroll. We want every church member to go through the Purple Book again. We're going to teach you in the next few weeks how to study the Bible using a method that we've been using for the longest time, so that all of us will be in one page and how we can read and study and meditate on the Word of God. That's rally cry number one. Deep in the Word. Number two is to walk in the Spirit of God. To be Spirit-filled. That we're going to be Spirit-filled Christians, moving in the power of the Holy Spirit, moving in the fruits of the Holy Spirit, filled to overflowing. That's a rally cry. Again, we'll guide you through that. That's why we have prayer and fasting. In our victory groups, we would once again activate prayers and intercession for others. Spirit-filled. Thirdly is discipleship and leadership development. We want you to go and make disciples. And that's the song that we sang. Lord, fill me up, pour me out. I don't want just an infilling so that I could enjoy the gifts and the presence of God, but not really give it out to others. I need to pour it out. How do we do that? Again, breaking. We've got to come broken before God. Psalms 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup now overflows. That's the picture. Last Sunday, the picture is like a tree planted by streams of living water. Here's another picture we want you to have and claim and declare over your life, Lord, that my cup would overflow. It's going to flow out to people. And we will experience something in our nation, in our city, in our churches in San Juan, not just victory, but there will be a visitation of the Holy Spirit once again in the lives of our people. You know, to simply say, if you're healthy as a Christian, there's going to be growth. Not busy, healthy. Okay? You read the Word. You walk in the Spirit of God. You make disciples as part of the Great Commission. That's a healthy, well-rounded Christian. I'm telling you, we're going to change our nation. We'll be sending out more missionaries. We'll be planting more churches if we have healthy believers who don't just come to God in prayer and fasting because they have a need, but they're saying, Lord, break me tonight. Break me every night. Break me to pieces and restore me back so that I could serve you with my whole heart. For the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise me.